Good morning. Wake up. You're on iMornings.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
All the crack crammed into one bite.
How's it going? Welcome along to our podcast. Yup, yup. What are you eating?
It's a boiled sweet. It's
You still eating boiled sweets?
Yeah, rhubarb and custard.
Oh, nice.
They're so good.
Yeah.
They're just so good.
Do you rhubarb and custard in real life?
No.
Why?
Because I remember I tried to make rhubarb one day and it just made me... I was on the toilet for a lot of the day.
Rhubarb will do that to you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My brother-in-law makes rhubarb cordial.
Ew.
And it's a nice mixer. You have it with a little tonic and a bit of gin.
Very nice.
Yeah, it's very tasty.
Fancy.
It's a little bit bougie, I'm not going to lie to you.
Break me off a bit of that bougie sauce, huh?
We had so much fun on the show today from... listening to different TV themes because the EastEnders Duff Duffs. Was voted the best TV theme and I argued with it.
I argued with it as well, except you wouldn't let me play my theme, which is so unfair.
I did let you play some of it. And we still haven't found anybody who actually watches that show apart from you.
Outlander. You're the best show of all time.
You're like my sister. She watches some BBC medical drama and I can't remember what it's called. Holby City.
Oh my God, that is very, very random.
Yeah, and I'm like, you're the only one who watches it.
Outlander is huge. There's like an Outlander tour.
Oh, yeah.
And there's another series of Outlander now on at the moment.
Yeah.
Well, blood of my blood.
Why don't you go on that tour and get there's lost in Outlander?
There's loads of romping in it.
Oh, yeah. That's, of course it's up your street.
Bodice ripping romps.
Once it's got boobies in it, Una's in.
What?
Yeah.
No.
You just said bodice ripping.
Bodice ripping romps, but like there is a lot of love. It's a lot. It's about love and passion. No,
you said romping.
And betrayal.
You said romping.
Romping and humping and loads of other stuff.
Robin, well, you heard it here first. All right.
Una, I'm not allowed to say it on the radio.
Yeah, so you just leave it to here to just...
God, I love this podcast.
All right. Unleash the romping and humping. Here
hey.
We go.
Una, I don't know, but would you agree that the most iconic and the best TV theme and intro is... Because it was voted as the best TV theme of all time.
It's pretty good and it is iconic and the drums are just... You just recognise it straight away.
Yeah, and for anybody who doesn't know it, it's EastEnders. Yeah. One of the longest running soaps on television. But it got me thinking, and you got to get your thinking hat on now, you know, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I think that there's far better TV themes than... All right.
They might be better ones, but would they have as much as an impact?
Okay. Well, can I start off?
Of course you can, love.
I'm going to start off with one of the funniest TV shows, and that is Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Come on. Is more iconic.
How do I know that song and I've never seen the show?
Brooklyn Nine-Nine is one of the best shows in the world.
Never seen it.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Another one, which I know that you're going to hate, but is one of the best TV themes ever, is Big Bang Theory. I don't know if anybody can hear this because Una's eyes are rolling so hard. It all started with a big bang. Bang! Tell me.
Right. I actually like that.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't like the show, but I like the theme song.
Give me a theme song which is better than that.
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
Boobies, blood and boobies, blood and boobies.
Blood and boobies.
Blood and boobies. That is iconic.
Iconic.
Yes. I really like that. Okay.
That's, so atmospheric.
That's definitely up there and puts it up against the Duff Duffs from EastEnders.
Peaky Blinders.
Oh! Nice.
Nick Cave. Again, atmospheric.
That is lovely. Still, it doesn't have that kind of like...
Well, that's because you didn't leave in the singy parts.
Yeah, well, listen, you know what? We're not here to play the entire length of a TV theme. Or are we? Because I've got another one that'll be both of those. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Stranger Things. Atmospheric as you like. New season coming very soon.
I don't like that.
You don't like it?
No.
Okay, I've got two more for you that are also heavy hitters. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. In-betweeners. Yes, no, maybe.
I really like that. What about, have you heard this one from Outlander?
The last that is gone, say could that last be I?
Nope.
You didn't even, it's a beautiful song.
What the hell is Outlander?
You don't know what Outlander is?
No.
Oh my God, I can't believe.
087-110-2107, has anyone else heard of Outlander?
Yeah, I read all the books by Diana Gabaldon.
Doesn't
and
matter.
The theme tune is fabulous.
Okay.
You ruined it on me, you ruined it.
Oh, go on then, go on. Understand bangers.
It's a banger.
Understand that you're like, yeah, but it's atmospheric.
It's the most beautiful love story of all time. Sorry, and it's a great. Okay,
okay.
What else you got? What else you got?
Okay, all right.
The best of all time.
It is the best theme song of all time, and I don't think that this can be best. You ready for it?
Yeah.
Is there a better theme song than that? No. Do I win?
No.
Damn it. No. Una tried to shove in a TV show there, a theme song that she said it's the best TV song theme ever from a TV show called Outlander.
Outlander by the book by Diana Gabaldon.
Nobody's ever heard of.
Oh my God, you need to read the books. They're fabulous. It's the most beautiful
you
love story.
You couldn't even
of all
tell
time.
Me what TV.
I called my son Jamie after Jamie Fraser from the show.
Cooper, call Una a wee Sassenach.
Wee Sassenach. No.
Is that from the show?
Yeah. I'm not a Sassenach. See Donald over there. He's a Sassenach. He's English. That's what Sassenach is.
English?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that's somebody else is obviously seeing the show as well.
Yeah, all exactly. Right. And they know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about Jamie Fraser. Hubba hubba.
Sorry, say
sorry.
That again.
No, I'm never saying that again. I can't believe I said so that.
You had a crush on a lad on a TV show and you named your son after him.
Well, I always liked the name Jamie anyway.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's the rugby player. He slip, yeah?
Yeah. You're on iMornings with Corinna. Breakfast rolled. All the crack crammed into one bite.
How's it going? We do this bit on the show every day. It's called Scally's Alley, and we get a statistic. You know, our survey's saying something. We got to try and figure it out, and everybody chimes in, gets their guesses in as well. Don't they? Do you know what? Una's just engaged now with her boiled sweet, and we'll just leave it at that.
I mean, they do. Yes, they do. They get involved. And today's was very funny, I thought.
Scally's Alley with Kevin Egan Cars.
What's the score in Scally's Alley? What are we going to hear?
Today, I'm asking, according to a study, this can make you 15% more productive at work. What makes you more productive?
A three-day week.
That would make everyone more productive in 4 days that you're in. Yes, agreed. It's not the answer, though.
Okay.
I agree with you.
A bucket of coffee.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's just not the answer now.
Or what about a little
bucket of coffee?
Oh, no.
That
where
was
are you working?
You.
What's going on
that
there?
Was you. No, what about a little dust cropping break? You know what I mean?
Dust cropping break.
Yeah. Mm. Cooper does it.
Oh, right.
He gets up and he goes around the office for little walks and he does little windies.
You know, we got a message in the other day from Lynn saying, Una really doesn't paint a good picture of you, Una. And then you went and talked about the spot on your nose. So from your farting and your TenPat and then from your CPAP mask and now you've got a spot on your nose, you're really not painting a nice picture of yourself.
I have a spot in my nose.
No, he did talk about himself. One. Yeah.
You don't have a spot in your nose.
It's gone.
Is it gone?
A little bit of miracle magic.
Did you pop it?
No.
Oh.
No, you shouldn't pop them.
No, because it hasn't left a mark or anything. That's great. That's brilliant for you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So that, it's not dust cropping.
No. Okay.
Oh, yeah. For anybody who doesn't know what dust cropping is.
It's doing little windies, going for a walk and doing little windies.
Yeah.
It's getting it all out there.
Walking. Yeah, you'd feel better after it.
Yeah.
But it's not the answer.
Do you, Donald?
Yay.
Says you.
All right. 087-110-2107. What do you reckon the answer is to this question?
According to a study, this can make you 15% more productive at work. What is it?
Love to get your answers on a WhatsApp voice note, 087-1102-107.
Scally's Alley with Kevin Egan Cars.
Total Scally, what were you asking this morning, please?
Question, according to a study, this can make you 15% more productive at work, but what is it?
I suppose anybody who's got employees maybe listen out to this.
Oh yeah, you learned something.
So let's have a listen to see what everyone is saying. What would make them productive and work?
Morning, it's Ricky in Sligo. Would the answer to Scally's idea be listening to music?
Listen to music?
Oh yeah, having good tunes in the background, uplifting ones.
Yeah.
A study shows if you've got iRadio on in the workplace that you do your workers perform better.
Mm-hmm.
Now that study was only conducted this morning by me, and I've been listening to iRadio since I started work this morning, and I've been performing better.
Yeah, it's a valid study.
That makes sense. Yeah, it's not the answer, I'm afraid.
Anytime I walk into a shop, everyone's happier when iRadio's on.
This is so true.
Yeah, and people are spending loads. Some of these claims may be made up, but.
It's not the answer, but good guess, Ricky.
It's worth trying.
I'll tell you what it is, lads.
What is it?
More bloody money.
Yeah.
Give me more money and I'll do more.
There you go. So if that you want sense. Your workers to be...
I'm with you, Larry. High five. Yeah.
You earn enough money.
How very dare you? How very dare you?
Different car every day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Cleaners, all pairs,
that's
a whole lot. My
it's
God,
all
pairs, yeah.
Your children of clothing, and not hand-me-downs, all new stuff. Shops in M&S.
Oh my God.
It's kind of like, where are you off today? Well, lads, you know where I'm off today. All right.
Actually, going to rethink that one, lads.
Go on, Larry.
If they stop hiring idiots, you'll be more productive because you wouldn't have to clean up their mess.
Oh, yeah.
Stop hiring idiots.
Stop hiring idiots.
That's good advice.
It really is.
Yeah. All this advice for employers out there, yeah.
We would not have never been hired here.
None of us would have been hired.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you got hired for your looks, though, clearly. It's radio.
It has to be one of those team-making motivational days out, will you?
Team motivation day out. Yeah.
Help each other swing in the trees and not fall off or something, because everybody loves those, and they always work.
I don't believe you, Lynn.
Una's favourite.
Yeah, no, I'm quite allergic to those days. Allergic.
I love a team build. Last time we did a team building day out, I thought there was going to be a night out afterwards. Did it happen?
No.
It was just like, so
it was just you.
You went swinging from trees and doing escapey roomy things. And I'm like, grand, can't wait for later on pizzas and all that. And none of that happened. No.
Yeah.
I did. In fairness now, Paul Byrne did come out with me then after the I'm like, Paul, will you come out with me? I come out and play. And he did. Paul's great for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you were swinging in trees and you were swimming as well, weren't you?
No, I didn't do the tree swinging ones because I don't like heights.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Great time looking at everyone doing. Look at you, Jesus!
And it's a doctor's note that day.
It's not team building. No, it exercises. No, okay. It's a good guess. The answer is 15% more productive at work if there's office plants in the building, spreading more oxygen and that kind of thing. And
that's lovely.
Yeah, I think we've only one real plant in here, the bunny tree in the kitchen.
It was dying and then you saved it.
I saved it.
Oh, great.
Yeah, all the other ones are plastic.
I want to get a lavender plant for my bedroom. It's supposed to provide serious health benefits. You sleep better, you're calmer, good, more oxygen. It's just, I read that yesterday.
Go well next to the sage.
Next to the sage. Hey, you need to be saged. I'm bringing my sage in here. Actually, this place could do with a good sage in.
Yeah.
What?
Why?
What?
Missed the show?
No biggie.
We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
If you listen closely, that's the noise of Una eating a boiled sweet still. I definitely have that misophonia thing.
Does it drive you crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you can't stand me eating my eggs.
Can't stand no, it's the smell of the eggs.
The smell of the eggs.
Yeah.
And now it's me making...
Stop, people will turn off.
Sorry.
Yeah.
It's actually...
And
to
watch you suck on that and then pull it out and put it in your fingers and then pop it back
my
in
my fingers
again.
Are clean, man. You know that I have a thing about having clean hands. So...
You're only short of drinking the hand sanitizer.
Yeah, I know. But no, I really have to say I am loving these custard and rhubarb boiled sweets. They're just... They're so good.
Have you got a discount code that you can share with everyone?
No, I don't. Yeah, I'm a sweet influencer, you know. A swinfluencer.
We were looking for words that should be added to the dictionary, and you didn't disappoint. Go on, whack it in your mouth again. Oh, Jesus.
This is so much fun every year when they add new words to the dictionary, and they have jumped on, I suppose, three of the biggest words that have been used by everybody online in the last 12 to 24 year, months, and that is trad wife, as in traditional wife, delulu, okay, so for it's kind of like delusional and disbelief and stuff like that, and skibbity, which is good, bad, indifferent, whatever, just use skibbity wherever you like, you know?
Okay, I like that. Skibbity. Yeah, versatile skibbity.
Yeah, so it kind of got us thinking, what words do we use on a daily, and they have different meanings, I suppose, that should go in with their description in the dictionary.
I will, yeah.
That's a great one. I will, yeah. Because you can mash it into one word by just putting a few little kind of inverted commas on
there. Obviously means no.
Gombean. Yeah, gombean should be definitely in the dictionary.
I'm sure it is in the dictionary.
Gombean?
Yeah.
Looter.
Looter, that's probably in the dictionary.
I doubt it. Kip would be a brilliant, because the kip might describe somebody having a sleep, but it's also the steadier car.
Yeah, it is a kip.
Steadier gap.
Total kip.
Steadier gap, it's a bleeding kip. 087-1102-107, what words do you use that you reckon this deserves definitely to be in the dictionary? Maybe it's one that you use between your friends or your work colleagues or your family.
Can I say the gob word? No.
Go on.
Gob shit. That one.
You said enough of it.
Yeah, I said enough of it. I'm not going to say any more of it, Cooper, to be honest.
That's sound of you.
Sound.
Sound, which in the dictionary will be described as actual audio and the actual sound. It's never described as, you know, good, reliable and trustworthy.
That's crazy. How do we get that from sound? Yeah. How did that...
We have our ways, I suppose.
Me too.
087-1102-107. What words do we use on a daily that aren't in the dictionary, but in the meaning that we use them? Do you know what I mean? Like, boy, general term for regardless of age for a young fella or a lad or anything like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We are looking for words that you reckon should make it into the dictionary. This was released at the start of the week. Skibbity, delulu, tradwife. These are some of the words that are just getting in there, being represented and having some sort of like status now, never mind the internet slang terms of it. And I reckon now that they've made it into the dictionary,
they're
going to stop being used by that generation.
Because they won't be cool anymore because they're in the dictionary.
Now your mum knows what it means.
Not cool.
Yeah, so what words would you like to go into the dictionary? 087-1102-107.
Gobsheen.
Gobsheen is a great one.
Gobsheen is a great word.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Like G-O-B-S-H-E-E-N.
Gobsheen.
Gobsheen.
Yeah, I love that.
What does it describe though? Somebody's just an absolute... It's
when it's a gobsheen.
Yeah.
I think very so. Good. Sinead and Leash says, lovely hurling. That just means nice one.
That is fantastic.
It's great.
Yeah,
love that.
It's so unique to Ireland as well.
Yeah.
Because you could say it to somebody who might be visiting or you might be on holidays, you'd be like, lovely hurling. And they'd be like, what are you talking about? And then you go through the whole story. Oh, I love that. A tale will be told. Banjaxed, Kelly.
That's
from Slider.
Brilliant. That is a great word.
You know, it's banjaxed.
Yeah.
And it can mean anything is broken. Do you know what I mean?
Scaldy. Love that word.
Scaldy is fantastic. Yeah.
You're so scaldy.
Yeah.
Scaldy looking.
087-1102-107 said, did you just say I was scaldy looking? Oh, she's gone again.
Smell a want off you. That needs to go in there.
Smell a want off you.
Smell a want off you.
You're the wanty one.
Smell a yesterday's want off you.
All right. Keep them coming. Yesterday's neglect. 087-1102. I think these are more turning into what insults should we put into the dictionary. All right, listen, get more in and we'd be sucking diesel. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So, as you know, those words were added to the dictionary. Tradwife, delulu, and skibbity.
Skibbity.
Now those words won't be used by that generation because they're like, mum knows what it means now. But listen, come here, we want to put new words in the dictionary, but they're words that we use on a daily basis and they might have a meaning because we've got our Irish meaning to it. We've been getting loads of cool WhatsApps on 087-1102-107. What are you saying?
Dunce was a massive word back in the 90s, no?
Dunce?
To me, it just sounds like somebody's after finishing dancing or something. It's just stupid.
Hi, dunce.
I dunce dancing.
Yeah, I dunce.
Dunce.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
So, my word for the dictionary is my grandmother used to use it to us. Frosty face.
Frosty face.
When we'd look a bad humour, she'd say, here's Frosty face coming. So, yeah, That's my word for the day.
I like frosty face.
Brilliant, all yeah. Right,
let's pop that in the dictionary.
How about gombean? Like you're a feckin' gombean.
Yeah, feckin' gombean. Yeah. Una uses that quite regularly with me.
Gombean.
Yeah, even when you even send me a WhatsApp. All right, gombean.
All right, looter face.
You see, you can't spell looter, that's the thing.
I can't.
Well, how spell it?
L-U-A-D-A-R.
So how you spell it?
Yeah.
All right, let's get one more.
Well, sham.
Yes. Oh,
yeah.
Lads and at Lone, sham.
Sham.
Love that. All right, sham.
Why is sham? Right, somebody contact Cambridge and Oxford and ask them why that's not in the dictionary.
It needs to be in there. Get sham is a great word.
And loads of different spellings of it, because you've got the long, elongated version of it.
Well, sham.
Well, sham. And then sham on its own and sham.
Yeah.
All right, sham. Yeah.
Contact them immediately.
I must be accompanied with the hand signal of when you see somebody on the side of the road. All right, sham.
Sham.
Yeah, hand up.
You're on iMornings.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
All the crack crammed into one bite.
How's it going? Thank you so much for tuning into our podcast and follow and subscribe and all that. We're going to get into something here, which I absolutely had so much fun. I actually had a headache after this because of me laughing at you trying to figure out what I was saying. This is a game called Read My Lips, where Una's got to try and read my lips and she's got noise cancelling headphones on so she can't actually hear me.
You need to open your mouth more. Be more enunciative.
Enunciative. Oh, God. Anyway, this is Read My Lips.
This is all about a game that we like to play, and it is called Read My Lips. And this is where you get to wear some noise-canceling headphones. Yeah. You don't have to listen to me or anyone else. The only thing that you can hear in your ears is nothing but silence and waves. Is it waves?
Waves.
Waves.
Now, before we start this, can I ask you to actually open your mouth when you're speaking, please, and enunciate the words? Because I find that you don't do that. So it's quite difficult for me to decipher what you're saying.
Says the one.
Says the one. Says your one.
So do I, but like, if you didn't sit so low down on the lowest sitting on your chair, you might be able to see me face.
I do. I don't, trust me. I see your face. You couldn't miss it.
What am I saying here then?
Oh, that was so, I can't repeat that on the wireless. That is so rude.
Anybody who sees the video of it, though, will see my lips. Hey, Dad, okay, are you ready for your first sentence? I haven't seen these sentences yet, by the way.
Okay.
All right, Una's going to put on the noise-canceling headphones. And Una's got to try and figure out what I'm saying. All right, so the first...
Have you started?
That's me shaking my head at her. Because she's just like... looking at me very strange. Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Oreo cake is always...
Hold on a second now.
What?
Stall the ball. You're going way too fast. Go on again.
Oreo cake...
Oh, wah, wah, wah.
Is... Oh, wah, 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 wah.
I can't see you.
Oreo cake...
Are you ready?
Is...
Yes.
Always... Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Okay, all right. Oreo cake.
Are you ready?
Is?
Yes.
Always.
Yes.
Mine.
Kryptonite
dessert. Crisp
sandwich.
Take off your headphones. Okay. Oh my God. So what I was saying was Oreo cake is always my kryptonite dessert.
What did I say?
Mine. Kryptonite dessert.
Crisp sandwich.
You were like my crisp sandwich.
Kryptonite crisp, nearly there.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready for the next one?
Hold on a second.
Oh yeah, put on your noise cancelling headphones. So Una can only see my mouth move. Oh my God. Okay, you ready?
Ready.
My wand.
My wife.
Is clearly.
Is literally.
The biggest.
The best.
On.
I can't say that.
This stage.
The best part. My wife
is clearly the biggest on
the biggest
on
arse.
You take your headphones off.
You're going to be in trouble now for saying that.
No, no, you. I said my wand, and you're like, my wife.
My wand.
My wand is clearly the biggest on this stage. Okay, all right. Yeah, let's go for another one.
Okay,
right? Let's
okay.
go for another one. Mark those
heads. You talk about your wand. Okay.
Okay. Good to go.
Ready.
How do you.
How are you?
Get intimate. Get
instant
with your
oh
with your
you
AI
AI
girlfriend
your face.
No, it was how do you get intimate with your AI girlfriend? Once you put the chip in the right position. Anyway, all right, we'll do one more for the fun. I'm enjoying this morning. Okay. Tears in my eyes. Okay. Oh my God. Ready?
Ready.
My. Little. Little.
List.
GAA.
Say it again.
My little ga.
Mylene class.
Shorts.
Rar.
Always.
Always.
Ride.
Rides.
To.
You.
High.
Higher.
Take them all. It was, you said Mylene class.
Yeah, yeah.
What I said was, my little ga shorts always ride too high.
Oh, right.
Yeah. It was close enough, though. All right. Oh, my God. That's read my lips. That brings me so much joy. That was for today. It was fantastic. If you missed it, we played Read My Lips. This is where Una has to read what I'm saying. She's got a noise-canceling headphones on. The only people that can hear what I'm saying is you. And I actually, I'm not going to lie to you, I have a pain in my head from laughing at this. It was so much fun. My wand.
My wife.
How did you get my wand and my wife mixed up?
Because it's the way you pronounced it. And to be they're not that dissimilar. Wand, wife, they both begin with W. You know what I mean? And it's the way you speak.
And both of them are magic.
Oh my God. Yeah.
You say my wife's not magic?
No,
she's
your wife listened. Is magic.
She's listen.
Yeah. I have great respect for your wife. Huge.
Huge. How does she do it? Yeah. My wand.
My wife.
Like, they're so not similar.
Okay.
Oh, this is where I got. I just lost it. Good to go.
Ready.
How do you.
How are you?
How are you? Little.
List.
GAA.
Say it again.
My little ga.
Mylene class.
I cannot wait for this again. We have filmed that, so that is going to go up on our socials. This is iRadio.
Missed the show?
No biggie.
We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Sorry, what were you just singing there?
I want to romp. I want to go humping, I want to romp, I want to hump, dush, 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 to Kesha's...
Mother of two, Una O'Carroll.
Don't tell me you don't make up dirty songs. We've been making up dirty songs in our heads since we were teenagers.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, come on, Let It Linger.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
About a fart that hangs around too long?
No.
Oh, what do you
say? We changed the lyrics.
Go on.
Of Linger.
Go on.
No, not saying it, even on the podcast. I am a chicken. No, but we used to make up loads of dirty songs, change the lyrics to make them bold when we were younger. And I still enjoy it.
Speaking of making up things, truth or trash?
Ha-ha.
It's always made up by Una.
Truth or trash? It's a game where we bring facts. Donalds are usually about animals.
Donald, what's your animal fact this morning?
Kanye West paid a painter $350,000 to buy a tag. No, I'm joking. To paint the Sistine Chapel ceiling in his house.
How much?
$350,000 US dollars.
Is that all?
Yeah.
to paint the Sistine Chapel in his house.
How big is his
gaff? That's what I'm saying. It could have been just the size of a small room. I don't know.
I wonder, did he paint it traditionally the way the Sistine Chapel, which was done al fresco onto a fresh plaster, and that's why it's got that kind of like longevity in it.
Oh, look at you showing off your arts.
I did art history for
Leaving Cert. Art history Leaving Cert facts, yeah.
How are you doing? I know my pen brushes.
Who painted the Sistine Chapel
that
originally?
That guy.
Who was it?
It wasn't Da Vinci, was it?
Well, I think it was Da Vinci.
Right, there you go. Then.
Yeah. And his friends.
Or Michelangelo. No, Da Vinci.
And his friends.
I'm going to say that's true because it just sounds like something Kanye would do.
It really does sound like something he'd do. Lock it in, Una. Go for it.
Yes, you'd both be correct. He did pay $350,000 to get the Sistine Chapel ceiling recreated in his house.
It's a pretty good deal because to just even paint your gaff is expensive as an awful as it
yeah,
is.
$350,000
to put a top coat on, yeah.
Like when you do all the colours. It's not cheap, isn't it? No. All right, I got a fact for you. So they've just announced season 10 of the Fortnite Festival. Everybody's very excited about it. There are rumours that the K-pop Demon Hunters might make an appearance in it. Mm. But there's an awful lot of excitement about this band that have made an appearance in it. And that is Gorillaz. The Gorillaz.
People were freaking out. They're like, oh man, the Gorillaz are going to save Fortnite Festival. This is the best festival pass of all time.
Yeah, everybody's very excited.
Like the band. Yeah, the cartoon version.
So Gorillaz, everybody's freaking out about this. And my fact to you about that is that the Gorillaz are called the Gorillaz because a group of gorillas is known as a band.
A band of gorillas.
And that's why the Gorillaz are called the Gorillaz, because they're a band.
Is that true?
I've never heard of a band of gorillas. Yeah, but neither, that's not to say it's
neither
not
have
true.
I, but yeah, I don't know what a group of gorillas would be called.
And you should know now with all your animal facts, Donald.
See, I'm not Mr. Animal Facts.
Oh, you are. You've got a big book.
His publishers are going to be onto him now and say, yeah. Donald, of all the facts that you could have had in the big book of Donald Facts of Animals.
Yeah, I think in Pride, but that's lions. So no, I'm going to say, yeah, a band of gorillas, and maybe the band is named after that fact. I'm going to say true. Yeah.
You lock that in?
Yeah.
I'm going to say trash.
You're saying trash?
Yeah.
Lock it in, Una.
Locking it in.
It is true. It's only coming to light now that fans of the Gorillaz are actually shocked to find out that they're called the Gorillaz because a group of gorillas is called a band.
Gorillaz.
Yeah, there you go. That's how you do facts in your face with truth or trash.
My turn.
Oh.
Here we go.
Trash!
No, cheeky!
Come on.
Up until the 1970s, it was common practice for people in Offaly to hang a worn sock in the toilet instead of air freshener. The smell of the sock was said to ward off the other toilet odours. The sock would have been worn in the bog for a month. This tradition halted in 1973 when air fresheners were invented.
Yeah.
So now... Don't lure from Offaly.
Yeah, and yeah.
You ever go into?
I wasn't there in the 1970s.
But like, have you heard? I'm sure you would have heard.
Oh,
about
yeah.
The toilet.
It's quite an old house.
It's a very old house. It's been there long before anyone alive was alive. It's never heard it as a thing, no. And bog socks do smell.
They do?
We still have a bog plot, yeah.
So you know, but that's
know
what they did because
it's trash then, yeah.
No, because it warded off the other toilet smells, you see. They preferred the smell of the bog sock to the other toilet. Yeah.
All right.
This could be random enough to be true, but Una couldn't read through her fact, which I think she's just embellished her own story, which that proves. So, and Una has given digs at Offaly people.
I love Offaly. What are you saying? I'm just telling you about the history of Offaly. I'm trying to educate you on the bog sock. Jeez, total.
These are all facts from Una's book, which is coming out at Christmas.
Yeah.
Facts about counties they hate.
I love Offaly. Just stop it.
Cavan and Offaly.
Yeah. I love Cavan. Should I please slag Cavan?
There's no need
yesterday?
For those hand signals when you say up Oofalia. Yeah. All right. Lock it in, Don. What are
trash,
you saying?
Yeah.
I'm saying that this is true.
It's true.
Yeah.
Woo! Maybe
is
not.
Is it? Yeah, it's good.
What?
Maybe it's trash.
Yeah, she's made it up, but she thinks it's true, yeah.
Well, wouldn't it be? It could be true. Who knows what people
every
are up to
back
then?
Every one of whom has faxed that. It could be. I mean, who knows? Who's to say that one person in Offaly didn't hang up a sap
in
the bog?
Yeah.
Anyway, it wouldn't be recommended because smelly socks and smelly feet, believe it or not, attract mosquitoes.
Oh, you know, you're bitten all over.
You better believe I am.
Missed the show? No biggie. We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
This bit was so much fun today because we're talking about the things that you judge other people on when you go into their houses. Una literally has toilet roll all over her bathroom. There's no holder.
No, there's not a holder there, but it's good to have it everywhere so that if you guess over, they're not looking for it. You know, I'm not hiding it like someone else I could mention over there.
Who? I'm not hiding it.
You are hiding it. You don't. You said you don't like to have your toilet paper on shoe as if it was a dirty thing or something. Do you get embarrassed buying toilet paper in the shops?
No. Do you have like a, you know, the toilet brush? Do you have that on show as well?
Of course I do.
Yeah.
What if they want to use it if they've done a big poopy? They've done a big pooper in the pooper and they want to clean the toilet. I don't want them to have to be going around looking for it. So it's right there, babe. Work away.
Get scrubbing. Anyway, now you know what to judge Una on when you go over to her house.
You're welcome. Mi casa, su casa, Shangri-La.
Here, what were you saying about toilets?
So, new research has revealed that nearly half of us judge people on their toilets.
Guilty.
They judge their loos. Yeah.
Yeah.
But okay, what I want to know is, like, you know, what else do you judge in someone else's house?
So when you walk in someone else's house, what's the first thing you're judging them on?
Yeah.
I will be very, like, obviously cleanliness is nice to have. And
cleanliness is next to godliness.
It's hard to keep a clean house, but that's low-hanging fruit. That's too easy to
Well, it's not them. It's not for you, sure. You just splashed out at a new, what's it called, robot.
Oh, Aoife.
Aoife, that you call Aoife. She's a mop and a hoover all in one. She's a robot.
We found out last night because it got dark. She has a little light on the front of her. She goes around now with the light on.
Oh, magic Aoife.
Yeah, making sure she picks up after everyone.
Yeah.
But no, there's one thing which I'm just like, come on, put a bit of your own personality on your walls and stop buying art like Live, Love, Laugh, Life and stuff like this. And like,
you know, there's a lot of people with that tattooed on their arm and they're going to be really upset with you now.
That's grand.
Don't be so judgy.
I have a picture of a button on my arm.
Yeah, exactly.
Tattooed. I'm fine with that. No, but you know, it's kind
of. I know what you mean.
You know, it's the standard thing that you buy and you buy it and like, and you, can, and you just put it on your wall and sticker formula. It's like, come on, use your personality. Put something on the wall with you. I want to see you on the wall.
I want to see you. I have lovely, two lovely artwork picture frames that I got myself from him. I can't think of his name. Klitschkoff or something. He's an artist from the 1970s. Oh. But my friend came and she took a picture of it.
Yeah.
And then she went off and got the exact same two done and framed them.
Oh, that's awkward.
Yeah, I was annoyed. Yeah, I didn't like that now.
You gave me lovely pictures of ice cream cones.
Because I did, because you don't like ice cream.
Yeah, so I thought Elizabeth might like them. So she took the pictures out and reframed all the stuff into it. She did a nice job of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You told me that you got them on sale in TK Maxx sooner. What about you? What do you hate when you walk into someone's house? Oh, by the way, join in on this chat, all right? 087-110-2107. What's the first thing you notice? What are you hating in other people's gaffes?
When you go into like the sitting room or the dining room or the kitchen probably, and there's the smell, it's like the old cooking smell. Like, it's like a smell of old, you know, spud farts. Do you know that kind of way?
Yeah.
Like a real dinnery spud fart.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I hate the smell of after dinner. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because it lingers.
Yeah.
It lingers.
It's like if you walk, it's the same as, it's like the smell of soup. Do you know what I mean? Like vegetable soup when you're walking through maybe a hotel at carvery time on a Sunday. Do you know that smell?
But it's worse than that.
It is worse.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it. Where
like
you
it's
come from?
Seeped into the kitchen. Like it's in the air.
It's there forever.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's there forever.
So what's the question we're asking?
What do you judge other people's houses on, their homes on? What are you judgy about?
Get really judgy. 087-110-2107. Una was telling us about dirty bathrooms.
Well, apparently, nearly half of us judge people on their loos. What your loo says about you. So we want to find out what other things you judge in someone's house.
When you walk
in. That's the first thing you think. Yeah. Caroline Lee says the toilet roll holder on the holder, normal, balancing on the windowsill, feral, sits on the cistern. They need to go to jail.
I'm just trying to guess now what way your toilet roll is in your house. I bet you don't have a holder. It's on the windowsill or it's on the cistern. Definitely on the cistern. It's on the cistern.
It's on the windowsill.
Is it?
And the radiator.
So it's just littered all over
and
the place.
And then there's a shelf.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you've toilet roll on display like a lovely piece of artwork.
I do actually, yeah. Why, you hide your toilet paper?
Of course.
Excuse me. I'm not a fae with the toilet paper etiquette.
Ours is a freestander. Yeah, so it's like you pop... Oops, sorry, just hit the microphone. When you pop the toilet rolls over, so it's just like a long stick and you pop the toilet rolls on it.
All right. How does that look aesthetically? Pleasing?
It's not littered all over the place. You don't trip over it. And it's kind of like... It's hidden. What about the smell of your fruit in people's houses, like Kieran on RD?
Smell of fruit?
Yeah, when you walk in, just like nearly like stale bananas, just that ripe...
Oh, I haven't experienced that before.
None of your friends eat fruit anyway.
The hand towel in the loo. It needs to be fresh and fluffy. I was recently in my friend's loo and her hand towel smelled like wet dog, Emer in Galway.
Have you ever gone into someone's house and you've gone to dry your hands and their towel is so wet you feel like you need to wash your hands?
Yeah. Just use toilet paper to dry your hands.
That's what, not very environmentally friendly.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I don't know that.
Ply all over there. A-ply quilted aloe vera toilet paper that you have in your house.
Yeah. Oh, sorry for Mr. One Sheet Does Plenty over there.
Damn right.
Yeah.
Roshan says, I hate net curtains. Take them down.
There's something kind of vintagey about them.
Net curtains?
Yeah.
I think haunted houses look well with a net curtain.
Yes, they do.
They do. Very good. Yeah.
Cahill says, if there's more than one garden gnome, I'm calling the guards.
Miss the show? No biggie. We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Shangri-La.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It means kind of like paradise, but like a Nirvana paradise.
So my house is your house, paradise.
Yeah, paradise. And toilet cleaner. Toilet brush.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Hope you have as much fun listening as we do doing it. And it's just about to go on and pop another boiled sweet.
It's the same one.
Oh, Jesus.
Really good. I do recommend.
Follow, subscribe, share with your friends. And we'll see you tomorrow morning on the show, 7 till 10 a.m. And have an amazing day.
Mañana.